On the line as we get set for a shortened season, a fellow who played with the Roos has one of the longest kicks in Aussie rules, has twice coached Adelaide to premierships. Why he bothered talking to us is a mystery to all of us, but we're glad he is anyway. Malcolm Blight, good morning.
Tamello and Nikki, hi guys, how are you?
Morning, very, well. Very good.
All excited.
Hey, listen.
Because it's on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's on. Hey, listen, that song Before You Go by Lewis Capaldi, it's my favourite right now.
I love it.
It's a great song.
Go. It is. He has a great voice, doesn't he?
Yeah, fantastic.
Are we going to be
very funny?
Yeah, it's on. 153 games to go.
Now, tell me, could they have made this any more last minute, this decision?
Oh, mate. Like, we thought we were on air last night and we thought we'd get a bit of a scoop, but it kept on going and going. I always hoped it would be. All the players wanted it, the coaches wanted it, the administrators wanted it. Probably everyone out there in football land watching wanted it. And I'm glad it's going ahead. And hopefully, fingers crossed, we get somewhere down the season with it.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing, is how long it goes for.
Now, of course, we've got Richmond tonight. And
yes. Richmond and Carlton.
Carlton, yeah. What do you think?
Carlton. Well, normally we'd be talking about Carlton not playing in this game. If we had other focus, why are Carlton playing in this marquee game to start the season off? They've been absolutely useless for 10 years. More, why are they playing in this marquee game? Who knows? But
tell
everyone's
us what you really
about
think.
But Richmond, obviously, premiers. I think they're favourites again. So, at home at the MCG, of course, in front of those 95. Oh, no, hang on. It's not going to be 95,000.
Well, that's
people.
The other thing we're going
at
to
home.
Talk about. Yeah, exactly. What is it going to mean this season for hometown advantage and all that? I mean, I guess the only thing that's really going to figure is, like, travelling time, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is. And there's no doubt, it's a bit like the boys in Perth. I mean, you get out your own bed, you do your normal things. It's just easier playing at home. The fact there's going to be no noise, it'll just be like a training session when you play a practice game amongst yourselves. And they'll still be competitive because they actually want to win and get the footy.
Mm. Well,
it might be less nerves, Do the crowd and the ambience give you the nerves when you get out on the ground?
Actually, it's going to be fascinating watching goal kicking. It's one of the things I wonder, the noise of it when they line up for goals and we're missing many. So I'll be fascinated to see how the goal kicking goes tonight.
It will be a very interesting. It'll be a
first for everyone,
like
really,
those
isn't it?
Poor Wildcats and Sydney people noticed with the NBL grand final, just a strange, different beast. Tomorrow, Bulldogs and Collingwood.
Great game. I'm looking forward to this. The Bulldogs will improve, no doubt about that. But Collingwood have been so consistent for the last 4 or 5 years. The Pies for me.
Okay. Now, look, bid on Saturday. Essendon Freo first off. How are the Dockers going to go? My boy tipped him, by the way, and I looked at him funny. What do you reckon?
Oh.
Obviously, he's a very funny boy. I think he'll win 3 Brownlows. In fact, I've tipped him to win the Brownlow this year and be one of the very, very few that have won 3.
Are you calling him a Kybe Diva?
yes. But not in a row, so he's had a gap between. But that's okay. With 3's okay.
Right.
Essendon, I'm not sure. I've got them out of the 8. They were in the 8 last year. I think they will march down the ladder. Fremantle, I think, will hold ground. But I guess at home, I'm just going to go to Bombers a fraction in front of the Dockers.
Right. Okay. And then Eagles, our other home team there on Sunday. What do you think?
I think they'll pay. The noise will be raucous. The Eagles are a really good team. I think they're at the peak of their powers. Absolutely peak of their powers. A very experienced football team. Premiership coach, former North Melbourne player Adam Simpson at the helm. Melbourne were shocking last year. Will improve a bit this year, but the Dockers at home, I think, will get off to a winning start.
Okay. So, did you say Dockers at home? Eagles at home, clearly.
Eagles, I'm sorry.
Okay, so now ripping through the other ones. Adelaide, Sydney.
Adelaide,
well, of course, very close to the heart there.
That was a quick response.
Gold Coast, Port. Adelaide?
The Suns will improve, but Port Adelaide.
Okay. Interesting.
There you go.
GWS Geelong?
I like the Giants. If their preseason, if the Marsh Community Series means anything, that is, the practice games mean anything, GWS are in really good nick. And the Cats are getting an older team. They're becoming an older team. Good team, but older. Giants at home.
Okay. All right. And, of course, North and Saints.
The Saints have got 5 new players from other clubs there. They look a bit improved. North haven't got Ben Brown, their leading goal kicker. probably a favourite of Saints in this one. So there you go.
One more for completeness. Hawks and Brizzy.
Yeah, Brizzy really improved. Yeah, no, that's fine. Good. We've got that one now, so that's good. Yeah, I think the Brisbane team had a great year last year. They'll continue on.
All right, so there we go.
Heard it here first.
We'll reconvene. We'll check in next week if things are still going next week, and we'll see how you went. Blighty, pleasure. Thank you.
All right, actually, thanks, guys. Thanks for having a chat. I do like your website. You are a dapper-looking couple. Fantastic.
A couple. Look at us.
Yeah. I think we've ever been described as a couple before, but we'll take that.
But thank you very much.
Malcolm Blight, till next week.